Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Dabra al bnei Yisrael, speak to them in Yisrael, the Yichud and Truma, they should take from me a separation. Every person whose heart is wants to donate, you should take my truma. So the Shalach HaKadosh and Rav Yonis and I, says both ask, the pasuk starts out with the Yikuli truma. And then it says, May Eish Kalisha Sheyivenu Levoi Tikhu as truma si. Why in the beginning does it say truma? And then it says, Tikhu as truma si. What's the chiluk in lashon? So they both say the same shot. In the Mishkan, there was a gewaltig need for zov tar. The aron covered with zov, the kapyrus was a big block of zov tar chiseled out. The menorah was a big block chiseled out. And zov tar is a very, very precious commodity. It's a very rare commodity. So how are they able to have so much zov tar or other than that was also very precious? They took a had, you know, rechush from Mitzrayim, but there's things that needed in the Mishkan. We're a rarity. How do they get it? So the Teretz is that we all gave the Dabbas. But those that gave were the teams that gave us away because the Baruch was sent to Baruch and then all was light on its own. And the male, they were able to have Daiva Hoysa. They were able to have enough, plus they were able to have more. So that's the Pshat over here. They say in the Pasuk, it says, Dabro b'nei Yisroel b'yichul yitrum. Don't take from me truma. It'll be regular truma. Over meyes kol isha sheyivenu liboy. Those that have the divas halei, those that have to put their heart in, tikhos truma si. I will be meisiv. I will send bracha into it. It will multiply. Levida the divas halei for what everybody puts into it. Utchelas va'agomon v'serlar shani v'sheish v'izen. Utchelas is blue wool. Agomon is purple wool. Ashani is a red coloring. So it comes out really, it's all one min. Tchelas, the Gemara says, is Amra, is wool. Argomen is wool. And Ashani is wool that was colored red from either a worm or a plant that had worms in it, different shotim. So what's the shadow here? It sounds like it's three different meaning. Generally, a fellow with a blue sweater and a gray sweater and a black sweater, they're all sweaters, but they happen to be colored differently. Yet over here it sounds like they're totally different meaning. What's the pshat? So sort of, Rosh Hashanah Shavuot Zatzal says, you see from over here that the ikur, usually you have chaymer, you have the material itself, and you have tzura, the way it's spun, and the way it's processed, and the way it looks to people. The ikur is the chaymer, the ikur is the material, and the tzura is just the outer way that it looks to people. You see here by the Mishkan that the tzura was the ikur. In other words, if you had blue wool, it was the look of blue that was the ikur. If you had purple wool, it might have been the same material, but it was the purple that was the ikur. And you had talar shani, that was the ikur. So it was three different meaning in the way it looked to people. Now he doesn't explain why it was like that. Like, what's the difference? And I think that the pshat is because the inyan of the Mishkan was that the Shechina appeared to Klal Yisrael. Because everybody has a munah that the Shechina is up in Shemayim, but the ikur was that the Shechina should appear to Klal Yisrael to be a neighbor amongst them. All of these different colors represented different hasogas in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different ways of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it was the appearance that made the difference. Thus the ikur. Everybody knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Shemayim, everybody knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichal Laretz Gevaydeh. But the tachlis of the Mishkan was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our neighbor and he dwells amongst us. The different colors represented different hasogas in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was supposed to teach us different lessons. So Hashalot Hizeh, the minim are separated with feed the color and the way they appear to Klal Yisrael. That's the way I understood what Rav Shimon Shlav meant. The third hara, the equally truma, Hadol Dirsiv, the Medr says, the Medr's Rabbah, Hadol Dirsiv, Ki Lekach Toy Nosati Lachem. I gave you a good teaching, Toy Rossi Al Tazoibu, do not forsake my Torah. So the Medr's, Al Tazoibu es a Mekach Shem Nosati Lachem. Do not forsake the Mekach that I gave you. The Shemi Shmuel asks the question, what exactly did the Medrash add to the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Ki lekachtoyv nasabdi lechav, terosi al tazayv. Lekachtoyv is the Torah, it's the nimudim of the Torah, terosi al tazayv. Is most of the Medrash, al tazayv was a mekach Hashem nasabdi lechav. Like, what exactly are you adding to this? Zok to Shemi Shmuel, we find two expressions that are used to talk about an acquisition. One way is to say it's a kinyan, something that he acquired, and the other way is to say that it's a mekach. It's a mekach, it's something that I bought. What's the chilin between the two? Kinyan is something that speaks more about the ownership of a person. It came to my resource, I made a kinyan on it. But mekach, when somebody's really proud of the mekach, he's very proud of the acquisition, it's very chav of them. So, I kept a good mecca, I kept a good metziah. He refers to it as, this is my mecca. So that's the pshat over here. Zok t'shem yishmuel. Ki lekach toiv nasati lochem, terosi al tazayim. A lot of times a person gets a yisayir, is within a mesecht or whatever, and then after a while, it calms down. The Torah, the Chazal say, v'chol yom yir v'nechot k'chadoshes. Every day should look like you were commanded it today, like you started it anew. It has to have a new chavivus and a new chashivus every single day. Which means the Torah is our mecca. So opens the Torah, ki lecha Torah nasati lecham terosi al tazayim. What does it mean, terosi al tazayim? Don't lose the feeling of the gevaldi of mecca. Every time in the beginning, oh, it's Murray that gets gevaldi. But after a while, it dies down and you lose that asayiris. No. I want that feeling of mecca. That gewaldige mitzia that you have, that feeling of chashivas, that should always remain with you, and you have to work on it, you have to admire yourself to it. They say over that Nosson Svi Finkel, or Shishiva the Mir in Eretz Yisrael, so for Tkufa, when he first came to visit the Mir, he slept in the room of his great uncle, Lazy Yerul Finkel. He used to observe him. Sometimes he used to make himself like he was asleep, but he used to watch what he was doing. So he noticed that before he went to sleep, he would take out his sfarim and kiss them and gezegn zach with them, like mamish, azar chavivos, he'd like kissing them goodnight or goodbye, maybe he'd love he's going to wake up the next morning. But he kissed it with such a chavivos, he said, that made such a moody the geroshim on him. He thought, my Blaise Yilu was really up there in age. But that chavivos that he had for Torah, and that's Al Tazayus HaMekka, Hashem Asati Lechem. Reb Hubner, that's how he used to say over, that whenever he used to talk to Rabbi Aaron Kotler, he always used to like to steer the conversation to the subject of Torah. Because he noticed that whenever Rabbi Aaron said the word Torah, his whole face lit up. And he enjoyed watching that expression. So he used to steer the conversation in that direction. I also heard, somebody just told me recently about Rishim and Mordechai Schwab Zatzal. You used to see him when he came in Washington to the mitzvah Kiddush or Abdullah. Isaiah used to open up his eyes like someone is approaching this thick, juicy steak. That's the way he used to approach a Abdullah or a benching or a. Your mamash were able to see in his eyes that special chavivus, that special chashivus for a mitzvah. So that's what the Torah says over here, Al Tazayu es HaMekach. That Mekach that a person says, oh, this is mamash my Mekach, this is a goodbye. That is Sayyurus, and that is Wahavus, should never leave a person. About the Oren, it says, Mi bayisu mi chutz titzapen. You should cover it from the inside and the out. So the Gemara Masechtas Yumid Avayim Beis on the base says, Omar Rabbi. Talmud Chacham she'ein toichli kibarei, ein oi Talmud Chacham. The Talmud Chacham that's not his inside, is not like his outside, is not a Talmud Chacham. As it says by the Oren represents Talmid Chachamim, mi bayis and michus titzapenu. It has to be gold on the inside and on the outside, not just on the outside. But the premius has to be the way he appears to the outside. So the Alta tells the Rabbi, asks a question. So why is it wood in the middle? If he has to be genuine, he should be totally gold. Why is it wood in the middle and gold on the inside and gold on the outside? So the Alta tells the Rav says that kol zman a person is in a human body, it's impossible to be totally perfect. total gold would represent, you have to be mamish perfection, and there's no little, you know, hitch in your way of life. Because I'm a person who's korach mechaymer, he's living in a human body, that's impossible. It's impossible to rid himself of the natural tendencies of a human being. There's jealousies, and there's covet, and there's tightness, and there's whatever. Teretz says we have to work on ourselves to minimize that as much as possible. And the more we, you know, we coat ourselves with gold on the inside and gold on the outside, the more we wrap ourselves into Kedusha, the more we're able to conquer over the Yetzirah. So that middle part of wood represents the regular person, what he is normally. He has to work on himself. He has to coat the inside with gold. He has to coat the outside with gold. But those menschel chirigoshim in the middle, because not the person is alive, those never leave. I mentioned this a number of times. I can mention the name of the god, who is Odin Godel Ad Ma'ay, that Zayd, his grandson, told me that he's already up there in years, he's already in his 90s, and he tells his grandson he wants the boxing game, it wasn't a bad game. She says, Paus, she says, it's getting too hard. What's getting too hard? So he says, the Muhammad against the Yetzirah. So Zayd, you out of all people, you have a Muhammad say Yetzirah. So he says, until the last second, El Mos Mishpah. He doesn't leave you alone. Says, I'm talking, this is an Ish Kodesh. And he felt, he was in his 90s, that the Yetzirah lost Mishpah. It's getting hard to fight against him. And that's really what he's saying over here. The bias is gold, and the chutz is gold. But that middle, calls man, the person, is in his human body. The Matthias says there is a human is there. There's the frailty of being in a physical body, and that needs a constant battle. But Adarab, I once heard a word. Rosham Shul Farish doesn't say that he had this machshava. He says the fact that the middle is made out of wood, wood is something that grows. Wood is something. It's a Zavrat Zaneach. It's Bedavki. The aliyah of the person comes matnas that thing which is in the middle that he has to constantly fight against and conquer over. That is Bedavki, the Makor. A tzmicha of a person, that's where he grows, that's where he becomes greater. Kechol asher ani mara yisrael, like everything that I am showing you, eis tavnis ha-mishkan, the form of the mishkan, eis tavnis called Caleb, and the form of all of the Caleb, v'chein ta'asu, and so you shall do. The words v'chein ta'asu are extra. Chazal Darshan, Sigmar Masech, the Sanhedrin, Dr. Zion on the base, and Rashi brings it down over here. V'chein ta'asu l'dayres. And so you shall do for the generations. What does that mean you should do for the generations? It's a very big makloikas of Rishayim over here. Rashi says, pshat, if one of the Kalim gets lost, if you replace the Kalim, you have to make it exactly the way I showed it to you over here. Or, for a future base on Higdosh, Bais Rishayim, by Shani, the Kalim have to be made exactly the way I showed you over here. As I learned, Rashi comes along the Ramban and asks a kasha. Well, your doctor, she is the Emes. I don't know that this is true. That a person that Klali shows chayiv in every base of Migdash to make it exactly the way it was in the Mishnah. And he asks a moedik a kasha. Shlomo HaMelech built the Mizbeach in Bayish Rishon. It was 20 amos by 20 amos. The Mizbeach over here was 5 amos by 5 amos. There's a Beferish HaHichoch over here. That's not like Rashi says, and it's not V'chein Ta'asu there. If you have to replace something in the Mishkan goes here, that Ramban is masking to. But to say that all the Bnei Migdash have to have the same Tzura, they have the same Tzura. So what is the Pshat in Rashi? So Arachayim HaKadosh tells him on this also. He brings down the Ramban's Kasha. And he says a Teretz, which is Oilam HaSeich, he says the following. Bayis Rishon, where did we get the blueprint from Bayis Rishon? Shlomo HaMelech was Makabler from David. And David HaMelech, he argued over it. Hapol Miksav, Miyad Hashem, Elah Yiskil. Everything was gotten, to which David HaMelech learned with Shmuel HaNavi. And Shmuel HaNavi didn't learn it out of the Vua. The Navi can't be Mechadosh Halachas. That the heart of the door of the Psukim, and figure out Mitoch the Psukim, exactly what is needed, what the Makam HaMikdash is, and exactly what the Kalim should look like. So they were medayik in the psukim exactly what bayis rishon has to be. So Shalifi said, it's not a kasha. You know, it says kol hashem imarvei skol baharis tavnis amishnah is tavnis kol keila. The chen tasu even by bayis rishon. Except if we toich hapsukim, you come to a gilui, or you have a kabbalah from Moshe Nisinai, then another bote migdash, it has to be different. So then in a kanami, then it's different. Shlomo HaMelech had a kabbalah from David, who had a kabbalah from Shmuel, either by harming through the psukim, or he had a kabbalah from Moshe Nisinai. So then that's not going against this b'chein tasu. The b'chein tasu is, as long as you don't have a gilui otherwise. But if there are giluyim in the Torah for future bate mikdash, that's not in steer to this halacha, the chen tasu. The chen tasu means make it the same until proven otherwise from the Torah. That's the way it seems from the Arachayim HaKadosh. The Chassam Sofer says, a chidish nifla admai. Chassam Sofer says, and this is the lashon which he uses, he says, Hey Hashem Einai. Hashem lit up my eyes to say this chiddush. So I'm sorry for this kasha, just the opposite. Why do I need a pasuk to say the chen tasa the davis? Why do you ever have me to say you're allowed to change? Are you allowed to change an esri from the tzura of an esri? Are you allowed to change anything from a tzura? So if this is the tzura that was given to Moshe Sinai, what's the happening? You're allowed to change it for future generations. So Zotik Sam Sefer, the chiddush nifla. He says, this is Taka Chomer in a way, because Taka can't change. But it's a Meri Dikikula. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu Benavua exactly how everything looks. So for that, the Torah is telling him a Heter over here. The lesson of the Pasuk is, Kichol Asher Animaro Yisko Yistavn Samishkun Yistavn Yiskel Kelov V'chein Ta'asu. For the future Batei Mikdash, you're also allowed to go watch what the Navi sees, and I'm going to show the Navi then what it's going to look like. Even though normally we have a klal, Zayis HaTorah, She'en HaNavi Rashay L'Chadesh, but here the Torah gives him a favor, Sheheter, Kichol HaShem, Imar Yisrael, Tavzah, the same way I showed Moshe Rabbeinu over here, B'Nevuah, exactly what the Tzur of the Mishkan is, the Chen Tassel, the Torah. That's going to be for generations. Comes by a Shrishan, I'm going to show the Shmuel HaNavi B'Nevuah. Come by a Sheni, Uzchag Ezechari Malachi. By a Shlishi is brought down in Yecheskel. How did Yecheskel learn the blueprint of by a Shlishi? It was given to him B'Nevuah. I normally tell you like a Shemayim, you can't do Halachis, I'll be a Mara HaNevuah. The Torah says right here, the Torah is giving him a fair Shehater. This is a Chiddush Nifla that, it's not like the Arachayim HaKadosh. Arachayim HaKadosh says they didn't meet Teik HaKsav, Mitzvah Chapsukim, where they had a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Some Sefer is being Mechadish that Kichol Hashem Imara Oisra goes to Nevuah for future generations also. So with that, he also answers the Rabban's Kasha and Rashi. That Le'olam, if you don't have a specific Nevuah telling you differently, you have to do it Lefi the way it was done over here. But the Torah is B'Feir saying that when I show you differently in the Nevuah, so then you're allowed to do it L'Dayus, and then you can do it differently than over here. You should make a covering for the oil. Oyres elim adam, the skins red, skins dyed red. Umichse oyres tachoshim umayl. Tachash. So Rashi said earlier, oyres tachoshim. This was a chay and it had many colors, and that's why the Targum teaches it sazguna. The Lashon of Sus, it celebrates with its beautiful colors. And Rashi says that it was Lefi Shah. Such a thing was only created Lefi the Zman, only L'Shem the Beis HaMikdash. So I saw Akasha brought down L'Chayra. There was many Nisan that were necessary for Klal Yisrael throughout the Dagas. There was the Pi HaOsayin, there was the Pi HaBe'er, there was the Mun. And the Mishnah says that these things were created Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashim. So why was the Tachash created now, Lefi Shah? That also, L'chor, should have been created Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashes. Why dafka was it created now? The story of Yaakov Galinsky in the Sefer brings down a Meir Dikichidish, B'Shem the Sefer, Heichel Yisrael. It's Yidua, the words of the Ramban, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Geizer Gzeir against Klal Yisrael, within the Gzeira itself, there is a potential to turn it from something bad into something good. The Sefer HaYetzirah brings down, there's nothing greater for Klal Yisrael than the word Oinek. Aleph Nun Gimel. Oinek is like a higher form of enjoyment. And there's nothing worse than a nega, a plague. Klal Yisrael is b'yecholus of changing from one to the other. If Chas HaShalom's niggas are on them a nega, with their tshuva, with their ma'asim tovim, they're able to turn it into Oinek. And sometimes it was niggas around them Oinek, they had a good tefillah Rosh Hashanah. Upper of there, Makal Kamaseyan, the Oinig will be there, but with different letters. So it comes out within the Oinig, there could be Nega, within the Nega, there could be Oinig. It's the same thing if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if let's say on Rosh Hashanah, he's Gozer, there shouldn't be any rain for Klal Yisrael, or should be mere rain. So let's say they talk it to Tshuva. So he makes it that the rain should fall in the exact place at the exact right time. Well, happens sometimes it was initially said, a lot of rain, but if they don't live up to what it was supposed to be, Hashem spreads the rain to all other places. So it comes out that the Koyach HaTikun comes from Yitayah to kill Kul itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, by the effect of Eyot, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Rei Kishicheis Hamcha. Go down, because your people have destroyed Sarumayim and Hadera. But Moshe Rabbeinu was misfollowed. And Klal Yisrael did tshuva. And Lamai said it was Eichel to Yeshua. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He took the Shiches and he turned it into Tachash. The Tikkun Gufa came from the Gilgal. What's the Bir HaDvarim? Because the whole Mishnah came about because Klal Yisrael did tshuva. And there was Eichel once again, Tashua Sashkina. And the male there was Eichel to the Mishnah once again. So this Tachash is the top covering of the changing from the Shiches into the word Tachash. The Tikkun Gufa came from the Kilkul. Asher Lefi said was created Lefi Shoah, Lefi the Maisim of Klal Yisrael. And this is why Klal Yisrael is sauced in Misfara with this, because B'mach Mishabal Yitzhuv Aindim, Afilu Sadikim Gemur Meini Cholam, there's a special pride in this. So how does this answer the Kasha? So why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu create it to begin with? Because Adon Rabba, this shows that Klal Yisrael be a Cholus of creating a new Bria through Tshuva. Everything else Hashem Taka created. But in the Indian of Tshuva, which is totally in Klal Yisrael, they have the koyach to be mahapach and nega into oinei. They have the koyach to be mahapach of shiches into tachash. And this beautiful top covering of the Mishkan is testimony that they were able to bring about a return of the Shechina through their Tshuva, and they turned the shiches into tachash. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'davki did not create it beforehand, he left it up to them. It says by the Menorah, Kafteireho uprocheho nimenu yibu. They should be chiseled out of the Menorah itself. Not the pshat that you add on and you screw on different parts or different pieces. Everything has to be chiseled out of the Menorah. So there's a very nice pshat over here from the Ksav Sofer, and there's also a pshat from the Ksav Sofer. Similar pshatim to each other. Some Saifa says that the Menorah is Meramis to the Oirat Torah. Kafteireho uprocheho. The different decorations refer to the different tastes of Torah, the different svaras in Torah, the lamdas and the different pshatim or whatever. Zaknas the Torah, the svaras and the logic and the reasoning has to come from the Torah itself. Do not bring in foreign ideology like some people like to bring in philosophy from Aristotle to be able to be masber exactly what the Torah means. The Torah does not have to come on to anything else. The Torah, everything is in the Torah. Hafach ba hafach ba de kula ba. Everything is in the Torah. So the kafteireho uprocheho, the svaras and the timing and the reasoning, mimenu yihyu, that has to come from the Torah itself. And don't be masked with too foreign stories and foreign ideologies. I mentioned this already once before. Reb Leib, the son of the Chofetz Chaim, once came into the house and he had with him a Meir Nevuchim from the Rambam. So you do with the Rambam a lot of things, his masber al pi, you know, the philosophy of the time. He put it down on the table and he went off. And when he came back later, he saw it was missing. So he understood that his father took it away. See, afterwards he asked, oh, my high, like, what's the pshat? Why doesn't he want to have it? So he said that the Rambam wrote his pirish, the Meir Nevuchim, In those days, they were Shakur and Aristotle in thought and the philosophy of the Greeks. So the Rambam had to write something lufi the way they understood. But Baruch Hashem, today, we're not in that matzu. That's the pshat, the Chassam Sofer, especially the Chassam Sofer in his time in the Haskalah, was spreading. You don't have to come on to anxiety, gizachim. No, everything comes with the Torah itself. As a matter of fact, the Chassam Sofer says the Gemara state in Megillah Daf Lamed Beis. It says in the Gemara there, if somebody holds on to a sefer Torah arum, like it's bare without covering, nikvar arum, he's buried arum. It's partially shad. He holds on to sefer Torah without a covering. Some sefer says anyone that holds on to the sefer Torah and thinks that it doesn't have its own logic, it's bare and it has to come on to the coverings of others, that's a tremendous taina. That's considered a chilul in kavanat Torah. The Torah has everything. The Dor Bei Kula is Bei. The Dor is Bei Kula is Bei. If you have the Torah, you have all the Sfaras, you have all the reason, you have all the logic. We don't have to come on to foreign logic to be able to be master of the Torah. The Ksav Sofer says a similar word, but look out to something else. He says the Menorah represents the Talmud Chacham, the Or HaTorah. Kaf Torah Uprocheha represent the beautiful meekness of the Talmud Chacham, the way he appears to others. All the different kinds of midas. So he says, we don't learn etiquette and we don't learn the way of life from the Goyim. What they consider etiquette, that's not our etiquette. That's Bahamas. To them, it seems like good etiquette and good manners. The midas, the manners, kafterel, prochel, mimenu, yihu, that comes directly from the Torah. We have no other source for that. Those are the Gittayish. I wouldn't shout.